people. You. Well done, Rose. Yes. Why do you get scared of storms?
Because of the lightning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They are scary, aren't they, storms? They are scary. If you were in the boat, would you have been scared?
Yes.
Yeah. If you were in that, you sure? Yes. Or with all we know now, 2,000 years later, with all our massive amount of faith we have, that Jesus was there, would you have been scared? Yeah, I'd have been scared.
They didn't
yeah.
know he was Jesus. Though.
Sorry?
They didn't know he was Jesus.
No, but we do now.
Yeah.
Would you still have been scared?
Yeah, I think
I think I would have been.
Yes.
I think I would have been, yeah. I think because it would have been scary. It says in the word there, they were in great danger. It says they were in great danger. Of course they were scared. Of course they were scared. What about if Jesus hadn't calmed the storm? What would have happened then, I wonder? We don't know. We don't know, do we? We don't know. Wouldn't be in the Bible, probably, because... But if he hadn't calmed the storm, would they have been okay, do we think?
Yes.
Who said that? Yeah. Why do you think that, Liz?
Because
Jesus was in the boat and they could smile at the storm.
Because even if the waves didn't calm down, I think they would have been safe.
You think? Why do you think they would have been safe? What's that, Joe? Because they could smile at the storm, yes. Yeah, yeah. They didn't know the song, probably. Otherwise, they would have been able to.
Judas got an answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. Yeah, go on, yeah. Who from?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... What, the next question on the back of that, which leads on from that, is why did Jesus say to them, "Where is your faith?" Because actually, that sounds really harsh to me to say to these guys who've been in this horrendous storm, and they were fishermen. They knew storms when they saw them. They knew danger when they saw it. They knew they were in great danger. To sort of have a little bit of a go at them about their lack of faith, it feels harsh to me, actually, if I'm honest. Am I allowed to say that about Jesus? It does feel harsh. But as has already been said, what Jesus had said to them is, let's go over to the other side of the lake. Jesus didn't say to them, let's have a go at getting to the other side of the lake if the weather's okay. He didn't say, let's try and get there. He said, we're going to get to the other side of the lake. We're going to the other side of the lake. That's what Jesus said. And so, if Jesus said it, that's what was going to happen. No matter what came up in between here and getting to the other side of the lake, they were going to get there. What I take from this, actually, is it's not wrong to be scared. It's not wrong to be scared in situations of storms in our life. It's not wrong to be to find things like that hard. Think about how you would have felt. We're human. The disciples were human. We know that when we're in danger. We know when things are hard. If I was in the boat, I'd have been scared. But actually, if Jesus said to me, I'm getting to the other side, or this storm, whatever it is going to pass, then actually, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that we can all look back as oldies and say,
who are nearly 100 years old.
Yes.
Like the church.
As we look back on our lives, all of us, particularly us oldies, can see that through the disasters of our lives, which have seemed insurmountable, totally insurmountable, we've come through. He's carried us through. And sometimes we've come out the other side not quite as we would have liked, but he still worked with that. So as we get older, it's easier to give Jesus the... to accept that Jesus has the power to get us through. But I still would have been blooming scared in that boat.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. And that actually leads quite nicely on to what I'm going to say in a few minutes' time. So well done. Thank you for that. I don't think we smile at storms. I don't think we necessarily smile at storms, even with Jesus in our boat. I don't think we smile. I don't think we embrace hard times. I don't think we're supposed to do that. But we are expected to, or asked to, have faith in tough times, to remember what Jesus has done, to remember that what Jesus promises are, if he's promised us something, be it specifically to us or be it generally in his word, for instance, he's never going to leave or forsake us. For instance, if we've had faith in him, we are going to spend eternity with him. Whatever it is, if he said something, it's true. We can trust it no matter when we don't feel like we can trust it, no matter when it feels tough. What are we going to do next? We're going to have a little bit of time of prayer, just a few minutes of prayer.